epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
So, Yankees, you were talking to me in the break about some Yankees you wanted to bring up.
Well, you know, Big Hurls came walking in, and we were just discussing the whole the fan discussion about firing Aaron Boone and holding him accountable because he doesn't hold anybody else accountable. And the interesting thing about the Yankees is they have been a remarkably stable organization for 28 years. They had Joe Torre for 10 years. Then they had Joe Girardi for 10 years. And right now, Aaron Boone is in his eighth year, I believe, right?
Yes.
So I could see in 2 years, you know, depending on what happens the rest of these 50 games, there may just be way too much pressure for the team to keep him if they go on a losing streak and they don't make the playoffs. That's the reality of the business. And I don't like talking about guys losing their jobs, especially guys who care as much as Aaron Boone does. But unfortunately, that's the reality that they find themselves in. And money talks, and season tickets talk, you know, sponsorships talk. It's a lot of reasons why, like, you know, the Jets or the Giants may end up firing people. You know, the business side of these sports teams, you know, drive a lot of the decisions by the people who decide who's working for them on the field.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no doubt about it. If the Yankees miss the postseason, that is a disaster for them. They're going to lose so much money. The radio station here, we are the Yankees flagship station. Of course, that affects us. You always build it in. You expect the Yankees to be in the postseason. You know, if they are, whatever, 17 games over 500, 10 games up in the division, all the stuff that we had talked about earlier, and then end up collapsing so bad throughout the course of the season that they miss the playoffs, then it's just a really tough sell. That would be a tougher sell than bringing back Brian Daboll and Joe Shane with the Giants, even though those guys have had, you know, borderline zero success compared to the Yankees. Just the expectation for the Yankees. I mean, you don't go out after losing Juan Soto, make all those signings, you know, and bring in veteran guys, because that's what it was. It's like veteran guys to capitalize on, you know, Aaron Judge and what they thought was going to be another year of Gerrit Cole, both of them in their prime, then trade for seven guys at the deadline to try to make a final push here and then not make the playoffs without heads rolling. There's just no way.
That's the crux of it. So the general manager is trying to fix some of the holes that they have. And, you know, they do have young players of their own on their team. Now, those young players have had moments where they have regressed a little bit, whether it be, you know, Volpe or what's his name out in left field?
Dominguez.
Dominguez, thank you. So, I mean, like, they do have young guys on their roster. They also have Luis Gil coming back. I mean, look, they're loaded in the bullpen. The Mets are loaded in the bullpen. And we all know when we get to the playoffs, that's when this stuff is going to have to really pay off.
Well, you got to get to the playoffs.
Well, they're going to get to the playoffs. But then that's where you discuss the Aaron Boone situation.
I mean, the fact that they're behind the Red Sox right now is hard to believe. Yeah. I mean, you know, there was a point early on in the season where it was like the Yankees went up to Fenway and they had an opportunity to bury them, because they'd been playing so poorly and they had the Devers thing was hanging over their head. And ever since Rafael Devers has left the Red Sox and gone to the Giants, those two organizations have gone in opposite directions. So, you want to call him a clubhouse issue or whatever you want to say? It is played out with those records. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, it's really difficult if you are a Yankees fan to look up and see your team in third place. And I know that they still have the second wild card, but to be third place in your division after leading your division all of last year and then all of this year up until July, to see them slip like this and be games over 500 is a tough pill to swallow.
You just said last year and all of this year, and now all of a sudden here comes adversity. So now, okay, we're going to quit and we're going to fire. This is not a hockey team. Hockey teams fire their coaches in the middle of seasons. You know,
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
most likely baseball teams. Every now and again it happens, but it usually doesn't change very much. I mean, I just think that they gave Aaron Boone an extension. They were in the World Series last year. I know that there have been a lot of mistakes that have been made on the field, both physically and mentally. That really goes back to the manager, and I'm sure the manager's had meetings. And the other thing, too, is, you know, you do have a captain. Like I said earlier, you have a captain, and that captain's going to return tomorrow night. And yep. that captain needs to step up, and he needs to lead his team. That's all there is to it. That's part of the job of being named captain. You know, when they named him captain, do you remember, you know, his response to that and how honored he was?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. To be in the, to be in the pantheon of Derek Jeter and Thurman Munson. There's very few players that have ever, you know, been the captain of the Yankees. And you are now the captain. That's a thing. And that's a real thing. And that's when you need him. Well, Aaron Boone needs him more now than ever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if you go back to, like, just going through the postseason results here, because there's one thing of saying that, oh, you know, they made the ALCS or they made the World Series. That's true. But how this, we talk about the Yankee standard. How close were they really to winning a championship? And this is something I brought up, you know, after Brian Cashman was touting the fact that they made it to the ALCS and then got swept by the Astros.
Like, well, they should have beaten the Astros.
But not that, not in 2022 when they got swept.
I'm talking about 2017.
Yeah, but that was before Boone. So in 2018, Boone's first year, you know, they lose in a division series to the Red Sox, you know, 3-1. Then they make it to the 2019 ALCS and they lose in 6 to the Astros again, who are in the, you know, they kick their ass all the time. Then in 2020, we're not going to count the COVID year. So then they lose in the wild card game to the Red Sox in 2021. Then they get swept by the Astros. And then in 23, they don't make the playoffs. And then last year, they cakewalked their way to a beatdown by the Dodgers. So it's like, you know, all these things. It's like you could say, oh, we made it to the ALCS. You didn't win a game. Oh, we made it to the World Series. Well, you got your ass kicked. You know, so it's like, there. Yes, you're there, but how close really are you to being a championship team? And I think that the Yankee fan is so savvy and then realizes that, all right, we felt like we were close there, but maybe we're not. And now we're on a decline right now. And on top of it, you lost Juan Soto to the Mets in the offseason, and not like Juan Soto's had this MVP-type season, but, I mean, that's a death blow, too, to a Yankee
fan. Yeah, but you also knew that the Yankees were not going to pay Juan Soto $765 million. They just weren't. You're going to pay him double of what you're paying Aaron Judge?
Mm.
No way!
No. So, yeah, this would be 2 out of the last 3 years that they miss the playoffs, if they miss the playoffs.
Now, Aaron Boone, I would, my perception and my experience for being around here for 18 years under circumstances like this,
mm-hmm.
it would not be good for him.
Yeah, but
then they would hire some other guy just like him. Like, in other words, you know, does he make up the lineup?
Well, we always joke around that no, I mean, not even close, but it's a collaborative thing, as they say.
Somebody, whoever the guy is that inputs the day offs, that's the guy that should get fired.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's an analytics thing that they pop it to a computer or what, but then again, like when you say they're going to hire someone just like him, you know, they did go in a different direction from Joe Girardi to Aaron Boone. I mean, those are two different types of people and personalities.